Today we're beginning the next sugya on Daf Yud Amud Beis, which really relates to the previous sugya that we were doing before. The Gemara says, "Amalei Rav Acha bei de Rava le Rav Ashi, Rav Kana matzir bedikusa ben kol chada v'chada." The Gemara mentioned a machlokes Rav Huna Rav Chista. What's the din of shochet besakin v'nimtzes paguma? If a shochet shechts with a sakin, then he finds that it's pogum, that it's not completely smooth. Is the shechita kshera, is the shechita psula? So the Gemara says over here, Rav Kana was matzir bedikusa ben kol chada v'chada. Let's say a person shechted multiple animals. So Rav Kana said that you have to be bodik between each animal. Why? Keman ki Rav Huna. Says the Gemara, keman ki Rav Huna, mistami is going like Rav Huna, ulemifsal kamaisa. It's like a question of the Gemara. Did he paskin like Rav Huna, lemifsal kamaisa? Meaning, Rav Huna holds shochet besakin v'nimtzes paguma shechitaso psula because we're afraid shema ba'or nifkima. So the Gemara suggests maybe the reason why Rav Kana requires a bedika ben kol shechita v'shechita is because when you're bodek after the first animal, if you're bodek after the first animal and you find that the sakin is a sakin paguma, then you'll pasel even the first animal, kirav huna. So Dr. Gemara, lo kirav chista v'lachshirei basraisa. No, who says he paskins like Rav Huna? Maybe he goes like Rav Chista v'lachshirei basraisa. The purpose of the bedika is not to pasel the kamaisa. According to Rav Chista, the kamais is going to be kosher anyway. Even if the sakin is paguma, the first animal is not going to be nifsa because we assume be'etzem nifkima, that in the etzem of the mafrekes it's nifkima. So what's the purpose of being bodek? The purpose is to be machshe basraisa, to kasher the next animal. That if it turns out that the sakin is a sakin paguma, then you're not going to shech with that sakin. But if he doesn't check it, then he shechs with that sakin. So we're going to have to pasel the next animal because there's a chashash that even though be'etzem nifkima, but maybe be'etzem demafrekas of the first one it was nifkima, and then the second animal is going to takabi shchitas upsula. Okay, so this is the back and forth. Rav Kana was matzach b'dikusa ben kolchada v'chada, and the Gemara is pilpuling, who did he paskin like? Was it like Rav Huna l'misla kamaisa, or was it like Rav Chista v'lachshirei basraisa? So comes Rashi over here, and he says, avagab de mishanina hachi, even though we're answering that it's really kirav chista v'lachshirei basraisa, dichuya ba'almahu, it's only a dichuy. He doesn't mean it seriously. Really, Rav Kana paskin like Rav Huna. My klomar la'olam emalach kirav chista s'virle. I could tell you Rav Kana really goes like Rav Chista v'lachshirei basraisa. But it's not really true. Aval Rav Kana vada kirav huna ka'omar lemifsal kamaisa kidu k'minan la'el hilchas agavasei. But says Rashi, the emes is Rav Kana really goes like Rav Huna, not like Rav Chista, because we paskin like Rav Huna earlier in the Gemara. We said hilchas agavasei de Rav Huna k'shelo shiba ba'etzem. So it's, if that's the halacha, it's very difficult to say Rav Kana would go like Rav Chista against the halacha. So even though the Gemara has a dicho here that Rav Kana maybe have gone like Rav Chista v'lachshirei basraisa, l'maskon, it's not really true. L'halacha, we paskin like Rav Huna, that shochet besakin v'nimtzes paguma, if you check it afterwards, then even the first shchit is going to be pasul. So Rav Kana, who's matzur b'dikusa ben kol chada v'chada, obviously that's even to be machshir the first one, because if he doesn't have a bedika, it's to pasul the first one. If he finds that it's a sakin paguma, then even the first animal is going to be pasul as well. Hey, this is the maskana of the Gemara. So, in fact, the Gemara, Ihochi tiboy nami bedikas chacham. If Rav Kana is matzach bedikusa, so how can the shochet be bodek? But the shochet checks the knife between each animal. Lemai says, I explained to you in the slaughterhouses, Bizman Hazeh, we don't check between each shechita. They'll shecht 30 birds and they won't check. Then they'll check the knife, and if they find that it's a sakin paguma, so then they'll throw out those 30 birds that they shechted. They won't throw them out, but they'll assume that they're Sovik Nevela, they'll sell them to a non-Jewish slaughterhouse, right? They'll assume they're Nevela, they'll sell them to Goy. But it's not worth their time. It's not worth their time to check between each and every shechita. There's no Isser to shech without checking. It's just you have to be willing to suffer the consequences. If you check after 20, 30 birds and you find that the sakin is a sakin paguma, so then you'll have to throw out all of those birds, all of those shechitas. But the Gemara over here is saying that if you require bedika, so then whose bedika are we talking about? Bedikas ha-shochet. You should need bedikas chacham. Shouldn't you need bedikas chacham? Says so, the Gemara, no. Eid echad neman b'yisurin. The shochet is an eid echad, and he's neman b'yisurin. We have no reason to be choshed him that he's not going to tell us the truth. So therefore, he's neman b'yisurin. Yachi frag the Gemara, meikara nami lo. Also, in the beginning, you shouldn't need a bedikas chacham. The Gemara says earlier that you need a bedikas chacham for the shochet to be able to shecht. He has to show his sack into the chacham. So, manav shachi, if you need a bedikas chacham, then you should need a bedikas chacham bein shechita l'shechita. If you don't need a bedikas chacham, then you shouldn't need a bedikas chacham in the beginning as well. Ha'amar Rav Yochanan lo amar laharas sack in the chacham elav nekvodo shel chacham. In the Chanami, the truth is that the shochet should be able to be bodik himself if he really knows what he's doing. The din of Eidechanem Bisurin tells us that we trust the shochet to be bodik the sakin. The only reason that you have to show the chacham the sakin in the beginning is mishum kvodo shel chacham, that it shows a kavod for the rav of the city that the shochet is not going to shet without permission of the rav of the city. That's the din. That's the din. That you have to show the sakin to the rav of the city just in the very beginning, mishum kvodo shel chacham. Yeah. So Rashi in Dibur Maschil'i quotes the pasuk that's mentioned in Daf Yud Zayin, ushchatetem bazeh v'achaltem. It sounds like you have to show the chacham, right? So comes the Gemara and says, no, the first time that the shochet is going to shecht, in order to get the rishus to shecht in the city, he has to show it to the chacham. But he doesn't have to show it every other time. Eidech HaNeman B'Yisurin is enough to rely on that the shochet can check for himself. So what does that mean? Why is it that Eidech HaNeman B'Yisurin? So Rashi says, the Kol Yochid V'Yochid HaMinoso Torah, the Torah trusts each and every individual, each and every Yisrael. V'Zavachta Mibkarcha U'Mitzoncha, probably should say D'Chsif. Kol Yochid V'Yochid HaMinoso Torah, D'Chsif V'Zavachta Mibkarcha U'Mitzoncha, V'Shochad Ez Ben Abokar. There are psukim that say that you're allowed to shecht. And the Kohanim can eat based on the Shechita. Keep in mind, Shechita is Ksheira Bazar, as we had, the Gemara in Zvachim and Daf Yudal Adam Beis. So Shechita is Ksheira Bazar, and the Kohanim are going to be able to eat based on the Shechita Sazar. So how are they able to do that? Kiko Lahamid Eidim Bedavar. Torah does not require that the Shochet should check in front of Eidim. Torah Eidim Bezdin the Gamina Davar Mimamon. Says Rashi, the Torah requires Shnei Eidim only by Onesh Mamon, right? By Onesh Mamon, Al Pi Shnei Eidim Yakum Davar. In order to be Mechayev a person to pay money in Bezdin, you need to Eidim. Or for Misas Bezdin, for an Onesh, they also require Eidim. They would require Eidim for an Onesh of Malkus too. This is just an example. Any Onesh Aguf, they need Eidim. V'la Arayas, Dovah Sheva Erv, for Gittin V'Kiddushin, also. We learn Dover Mimamon, Kimatsubar Vas Dover, Pishnaidim Yakum Dover for Mamon, we need to aid him for Dover Shabar as well. But Eidachanema Bisurin, Stam for Issa Veheta, for that we trust each and every individual, says Rashi. Rashi echoes a similar sentiment in the Gemara in Gittin. Famous Rashi, a famous Sugi in Gittin. Let's take a look at the screen for a moment. The Mishnah at the beginning of Gittin talks about not the basic halacha of Gittin, but a din derabbanan. Hamevi get medina sayom sarach lomer b'farach sheyomer b'fanil b'faninachdem. Someone who brings a get to Eretz Yisrael from medina sayom, from far away, a place that's not close to the border of Eretz Yisrael. So the Chachamim instituted that you have to say b'faninachdem b'faninachdem, that it was written in front of me and it was signed in front of me. Special takonas Chachamim. And there's a machlokas, the different opinions of the Mishnah, how close does he have to be to the border of Eretz Yisrael so that he'll be potter from saying b'faninuch b'faninachtam? So what's this idea of b'faninuch b'faninachtam? What do you have to do that for? We're talking about a shliach, right? So the shliach got the get from the husband, and the husband told him, please go divorce my wife. So he comes and he brings the get. So minat Torah, all he has to do is v'nasan b'yada. The rule is that the Baal has to give the get to the hands of the woman. We need a mais and a sina. And once the Baal gives the get to the hands of the woman, then she's divorced. He says, Hareza Gitech and Adkan. He just has to tell her. There's a shaila. Do you need an amira in the nesina? But even if you need an amira, the amira is Hareza Gitech. He doesn't have to describe how the ksiva was, how the chasima was. Come the chachamim and them is saking that you have to say b'faninuch b'faninachtam. In certain circumstances, if he brings from Medina Sayam, you certainly have to say b'faninuch b'faninachtam. So why is that? So it's a machlokas Rabba and Rava, very famous machlokas. Let's just talk about Rabba Shita. My timer comes the Gemara and says, my timer, Rabba Omar, Lefi Shein Beki and Lishma. Rabba says, because the people in Chutzlar, it's the people in Medina Sayam, are not Beki and Lishma, says Rashi, and B'nei Medina Sayam, B'nei Torah, then Yodin Shetzarech Lichtov Aget Lishema Isha. There's a rule of Lishma that the get has to be written Lishema Ish, Lishema Isha, Lishem Gerishin. It has to be written specifically for this woman. If a man writes a get for his wife, and then he decides, you know, he's not going to divorce her, so that get can't be used for a different woman. The get has to be written L'shem Ha'ish, L'shem Ha'isha, or L'shem Gerishin. The crux of it's a pasuk, because of La Sefer Krisus V'nasam B'yada, because of La, the Gemara Darshan's La Lishma, La Dahainu Lishma. The people in Medina Sayam, Anap B'nei Torah, says Rashi, they don't know that it has to be written Lishma. So Hilkach, Omer Ashliya, B'fanenut, B'fanenachtam, the Shliach says, it was written in front of me, it was signed in front of me, and Rashi then says that we have to ask him whether it was written Lishma. That in itself is interesting. Tosus argues with him. Rashi says it's not the statement of Befaninechtam that according to Rabbah is enough, but once he says that, then we ask him, was it written Lishma? And he says yes, and that's the Takanas Chacham. Okay, so this is a Dinder Abonan that the Shliach who brings a get from Medina Sayyam has to say Befaninechtam. So, Frakta Gemara, Ule Rabba, Gemara mentions Rava Shita, but then goes back to Rabba. Ule Rabba, Dama Lefishayim Bekin Lishma, Liboy Tre Midi Dahava Kol Edio Shabbat Torah. Why is one Shliach enough? Okay, only one Shliach has to bring the get, but the Edus of Befaninet of Fanet, the Edus of Lishma, Chor is like any other Edus Shabbat Torah. The Chor is like any other Edus Shabbat Torah. And every other Edus Shabbat Torah requires Shnei Edim, so this should require Shnei Edim as well, so how can one Shliach be Neman? Dr. Gemara, Eid Echa Nema Bisurin. This is Isurin. Since Eid Echa is Nema Bisurin, the Shliach Echa is Nema over here as well. So, in fact, the Gemara, Eimer Darminan, Eid Echa Nema Bisurin, Kigon Chaticha Savik Shechelev, Savik Shal Shumand, Lois Chazik Isura. The classical case of Issa Veheter, where in Eid Echa is Nema, is you have a Chaticha, you don't know, is it kosher, is it non-kosher? Push it. The case that they give is Sofik Chelev, Sofik Shuman. That's the classical example. That's the situation of an Oshem Toloi. But it doesn't have to be Chelev and Shuman. It could be kosher meat or non-kosher meat. You don't know if this is Nevel or if this is Kshera. Is it Besar Shchut or Besar Nevel? It's the same Sofik. Right? So, Kigon Chaticha, Sofik Shal Chelev, Sofik Shal Shuman, the lowest Chazik Yisura. There's no Cheskas Iser by a Chaticha that never had a Chazoka. Right? Remember, Tosus and Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph and Chulin says that if it's lo nisbara v'lo no d'sha acha, so then there's no chazaka. So there's no chazaka on this piece. The piece is sitting in front of me. I don't know. Is it chaylev? Is it shuman? And then the Eid Echad comes and tells me that it's kosher. It's shuman. It's kosher meat. So v'lo is chazik yisura, then Eid Echad is nem bisurin. In fact, the Gemara aval hocha de is chazik yisura de eishas ish. But here the woman is an eishas ish. She has a cheskas eishas ish. Now the shliach is coming to say, this get is kosher to divorce the woman. Oh, there's a cheskas iser eishes ish. Is an eidach a neman keneged cheskas iser? Havidavah shebe'erev veindavah shebe'erev pachas mishnayim. So if you look in the Mesoras Hashas, the Ran is a girsa v'havidavah shebe'erev. Then really these are two questions in the Gemara. First, the Gemara is saying that teinach eidach is neman b'isurin if it's low is chazak isur, if there's no cheskas iser. But here, first of all, there's a cheskas iser. She's becheskas iser eishes ish. What's more, this is worse. This is not isurim bechlal. Eidachad is neman b'isurim, but he's not neman b'davar shebe'erva. This is davar shebe'erva. Vein davar shebe'erva, pachos mishnayim. So that's an interesting question. Right? Is this davar shebe'erva? Is it not davar shebe'erva? You're not actually testifying about the gerishin, you're testifying about the get. Okay, not for now. Okay, but these are two possible questions in the Gemara. The first question is definitely a kasha. That Eidach HaNeva Bisurin only applies if it's lowest Chazik Yisurin, and here there's a Cheskas Iser Eishes Ish. Okay? Fine. So what does the Gemara answer? The Gemara says, really, Rov Beki and Hain, really, even in Medina Sayam, Rov people are Baki. Right? Because Stam Safri Dedani Migmer Gemir, who are we afraid of? Who has to know to write Lishma? Not the Hamon Am. The Sofrim have to know. And the Sofrim do know, even the Sofrim that live in Medina Sayam, they know that it has to be written Lishma, Rove of them. For Rabbanan Hudatzach, it's a Chumrah to require B'fanenet of Hanenetam to make sure that it was written Lishma. V'acha Mishumiguna, Akilu Bar Rabbanan. Mishumiguna, we're afraid that if we require two, then the woman will become an aguna, she won't be able to be divorced, and she'll be stuck. So therefore, Chazal HaMekel over here, that Eid Echad is sufficient. The maskana of the Gemara really is that Eid Echad should not apply over here, it should not work, right? Because the Chachamim are machmir. Really, Minatora, Eid Echad should work. Why? Or really, Minatora, you shouldn't need any Eidus. Minatora, you shouldn't need any Eidus. Rove is enough. Stam Safik, Dani Megimabriya, there's a Rove. So, B'makom Safik, you can rely on Rove. The whole thing is a Chumad Rabbanan to begin with. So, because it's only a Chumad Rabbanan to begin with, Chazal said that you don't need Shnei Eidim, one Eid is sufficient. Okay, so this is the Maskon of the Gemara. Now, the Gemara in Gittin says that you have a requirement if you bring a get to Eretz Yisrael from Medina Sayam. The shliach has to say b'fanegle v'aninachdam, even though normally the din of eidachanem b'isurin doesn't apply b'makom mischazik isura, but there's really no requirement. There shouldn't be any requirement minatorah for the shliach to say anything. The whole thing is a chumah d'rabbanan. So Chazal HaMekel, and they said that an eidachan is enough. Comes Rashi and says, why is eidachanem b'isurin? Let's see what Rashi says in Gittin. Umeshani Eidachanem Visurin, Shari Amina Torah Kolechad Ve'echad Miyisrael, Alafrashas Truma Vialashchita Vialnika Ragid Ve'achelev. Rashi says, you know why Eidachad is Nem Visurin? Because the Torah trusted everyone. The Torah trusts people on four things, he says. Four cases. Afrashas Truma, taking Trumas and Maisus, Hashchita, that's our Sugya, Nika Ragid, taking off the Gid Anasha, v'hachelev, and taking off the chelev, which is the non-kosher fats. That's the reason why Eid Echanem Bisurin, according to Rashi and Gittin. Very interesting, right? It's a little bit strange. The Gemara says that Eid Echanem Bisurin, and Rashi says, you know why Eid Echanem Bisurin? How do I know that? Because the Torah trusts everyone on Afrashas Chumah, on Shchita, Nikar, Gittin, Chelev. That's a raya that Eid Echanem Bisurin. Is that really the mokar for Eid Echanem Bisurin? What is Rashi saying? That's the mokar and chumash that Eid Echanem Bisurin. Is this a din daraisa or a din darabanan? Mistam, it's a din daraisa. So Rashi is just bringing us a raya, right? It's not, right? It's just a raya. Why doesn't Rashi give us a pasuk? It's very interesting. Why doesn't Rashi actually give us a pasuk? So l'chora, what Rashi is alluding to is what the Ramban says. We'll see this Ramban in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, later in the sugya. But there's a chelek that I didn't ask you to see. The Ramban at the beginning, the Ramban in Chulin, quotes Rashi. He says, Piresh Rashi, the kolecha ve'echad ha'minoso Torah, v'zavachta mibkorcha v'shochad es ben abokar v'achli kohanim al yodav lo iskiko lahamid eidim badover. Okay, he quotes Rashi. V'chein shomati sheyesh b'Yerushalmi b'meseches tilayim shim iata omer kein ein lecha misachsein etzel chavera. V'chein pirish Rashi perek ha'isha rabba. What's the Ramban saying? He quotes Yerushalmi and Kilayim that it must be that Eid Echanem Bisurin, because if not, then you wouldn't be able to have guests over. Ein lecha misachsein etzel chavera. There wouldn't be anyone who could be an achsanya by someone else. You couldn't have anyone over. Not just because of the coronavirus, because of Sakana, because of Isav HaHeter, because of Halacha. You wouldn't be able to have people over. What kind of a mocker is that? What's the Ramban saying? L'chora, that's what Rashi has in mind in Gittin. Rashi is not just bringing me a raya that Eid Echanem Bisurin. He's giving you a reason why Eid Echanem Bisurin. It's a svara. Right? We've said in the past that a svara d'araisa is sometimes as powerful as a pasuk. So at first glance, what Rashi in Gittin is saying is like the Rishalmi in Kilayim, like the Ramban in Chulin quotes, that it's a svara that it must be that Eid Echanem Bisurin, because if not, then no one could get together, and how could it be that the Torah wouldn't want people to get together? Mori, question?
Yeah, I think that's what's in Rashi in Yevamos even more, that for the svara reason.
Let's see the Rashi. What does the Rashi say then?
It's the same thing that you quote Yerushalmi as saying, it's just a Rashi there.
Just 1 second. Right, let's see the Rashi. Rashi on Daf Peches, that's another sugya of Eid Echanem Bisurin. Which Rashi are you referring to?
Timurasko the Omar Rebbe. Towards the top.
The Omar Bari. The Avade Pshidalan the Zamchinel like Kosmachel and Ersha, the Ilav Hochi, Einlecha Adam Ochem Mishal Chaver, the Einlecha Adam Somechal Albanebesa. Excellent. Right, Rashi and Yavamas Taka quotes the Yerushalmi. He doesn't quote the Yerushalmi, but he paraphrases the Yerushalmi. So it could be that Rashi and Gittin, even though he doesn't use exactly the same Lashon as what he says in the Gemara and Yavamas, but it could be that Rashi has in mind what he says in Masechta Yavamas, as you're saying, Woody. Exactly what the Ramban says. The Ramban is basically saying that that's what Rashi has in mind. He says that's what Rashi says in the Gemara and Yavamas. So he's learning that that's Pshat in Rashi and Chulin, but it's certainly Pshat in Rashi and Gittin, right? Rashi and Chulin actually does a little bit more. If you look back at Tosfos and Gittin, Tosfos and Gittin doesn't like the Rashi, for different reasons, which we're going to get to. What's the makkah for the din of Eidechan and Bisun according to Tosfos? Tosfos says, after he rejects Rashi, he says, Vim Tomar, Pasuk says by nida v'sofra la la'atzma that the nida is nemenes to say about herself that she counted Zion Akim and that she went to the mikvah. So says Tosfos, that's the makor that Eidechanan Bisurin. He doesn't mention Rashi. He doesn't mention Rashi. Why not? What's bothering Tosfos? What's bothering Tosfos? Why can't he give the svara of Rashi? So we'll see some of the cases of Rashi Tosfos doesn't like. But he doesn't reject all the cases. He says, you know, Hafreshes Truma and Shchita, for certain reasons, that's not a good makor. But he's not against Nikar Hagid V'Chelev. So why doesn't Tosfos just say that Havrei Hamina Torah, Nikar Hagid V'Chelev, that shows you that Eidechan Nam Bisurin. Why does he mention a pasuk? So Lechora, Tosfos is troubled with this point, that what's the makor? Rashi is saying a raya that the Torah trusts, Kalecha V'Echad, that's the makor that Eidechanan Bisurin, that's a raya that Eidechanan Bisurin, but it's not a makor, you need a pasuk. So Tosfos says, I'll give you a pasuk. Even according to Rashi, it's shver, right? Tosfos is saying, even according to Rashi, it's shver. Okay, so his problem with Rashi, by Afrezo's Chum and Shchita that we'll get to, that doesn't apply to Nikar Agiv V'Chelev, but nevertheless, it's still only a raya, it's not a makor. So Tosfos says, I'll bring you a makor. The emes is Rashi was in trouble with Tosfos' kasha, that there's no makor, because Rashi and Chulin does quote a makor in Chumash. That's why Rashi in our Gemara says, V'shachet es ben ha-bakor, he says, V'zavachtem ebkarcha mitzoncha, he quotes a pasuk to say, it's not just a svara, stam a svara. L'chore, it would have been enough even to say it's a svara. If it's really a svara daraisa, so that would work on a daraisa level. It could be that Rashi is grappling with this idea. Is it really just a svara? That it's not possible the Torah wouldn't want people to eat by someone else? That's so muchrach? Rashi in Chulin actually quotes a pasuk, V'shachat es ben ha-bakar. V'shachat es ben ha-bakar is mamash ha-makar that Eidechan Nam Bisurin, because the Kohanim are going to be eating from the Shechita of the Yisrael. Right? It's one thing if the Kohen has to shecht himself, so maybe only the Kohen who shechts would be able to eat from his own Shechita. But if you're telling me that a Zar is going to shecht and a Kohen can eat from the Shechita of the Zar, that's mamash ha-makar in Chumash that Eidechan Nam Bisurin. So it could be that's why Rashi in our sugya chooses a pasuk rather than having the svar, rather than quoting this Yerushalmi or paraphrasing the Yerushalmi like he does in Masechta Yavamis. By us, he quotes a pasuk because he's troubled. Like, is that really a makar? Is that svar really such a good makar? Better to find the makar from the pasuk. So it could be that's why in our Gemara he quotes a pasuk. But you are right, Mordi. Rashi actually does make reference to that Yerushalmi exactly the way that the Ramban says he does. And the Ramban wants to learn that's the Iker Makar according to Rashi. The Iker Makar is really a Svara. It's a Svara from the Pasuk, but it's really a Svara that it doesn't make any sense that we're not going to trust people on Issa V'Heter. No one's going to be able to eat by someone else. The Kohanim are not going to be able to eat from the Shechita of the Zar. Okay, questions? Good. So let's get to the kasha of Tosfos. Let's go back to Tosfos and Gittin, and let's see the kasha that Tosfos Taka is on Rashi. Okay, what does Tosfos say now? Eidach anem abisur. So pirsha kuncha shari hamina Torah kolecha ve'echad ala fashas chumo shchita ve'nikra agit v'chelem. Okay, this is Tosfos. So it says Tosfos, The Bahanu Nemon Afogav the Ischazik Isur Mishim de Biyodul Saknam Kamosha Pirish Akunches Besamach. Tosfos says, even if Rashi's right that the Savora is enough, but I don't like his cases. I don't like the cases of Afrashas Truma and Shchita. Because Afrashas Truma and Shchita, the reason why the person is Neman is not because the Eid Echad is always Neman Bisurin. No, it's because it's Biyado L'Saknam. Biyado L'Saknam. Tosfos introduces a new concept over here. Tosfos says the reason why Eid Echad is Neman Bisurin by Afrashas Truma and Shchita is because he can fix it up. Those are cases where there is a cheskas issur. The truma before you mafresh a truma is teva. The shchita before you shech the animal. What's the animal? Nevela. Right. So there's a cheskas issur over here. We want to find a mokka that eidach neman bisurin where there's no cheskas issur. Says Tosis, the reason why eidach neman bisurin by a fresh truma and shchita is not because eidach neman bisurin hecha the lowest chazak isura, but rather that eidach neman bisurin if it's biyado l'saken. It's not eidach neman bisurin b'chlal, says Tosfos. It's a din of biyado l'saken. It's a different halacha. So what's Rashi quoting? Afrashas Truma and Shchita. It's interesting. Tosfos doesn't think this is a kasha, nikar, agid, v'chelev. We'll have to understand why. But he's troubled, at least with Afrashas Truma and Shchita. V'achi amar b'ha'isha rabba. Yeah. Now Tosfos adds Ushchita Aval Gav the Hashta in Biyado L'Sakna. By Shchita, it's not Biyado L'Sakna now. By Truma, even if he weren't Mafresh Truma and it's still Tevel, he could still fix it up right now, just be Mafresh Truma Samaises right now. But by Shchita, it's not Biyado now. The animal is dead, right? So you can't shecht it now. So if it wasn't done properly, then it's Taka not Biyado. So what am I saying that by Shchita it is Biyado? Meikara Haya Biyado L'Shchot, but it was Biyado. Previously, it was biyado at some point in time. So Afrashas Truma is biyado now, and Shchita was biyado previously. So therefore, what's Rashi saying? This is the mokah that Eidach HaNeman Bisurin. Afrashas Truma and Shchita, the reason why he's Neman is because biyado l'sakin. It has to be like that, says Tosfos. Dim lo kein amay mehemen, kevin d'ischazik yisura. D'lo matzinu b'shum mokam sheitztarech begadol acher omid al gabav. Doesn't make any sense. If you don't say that it's biyado meikara, so then Taka, why is he neman over here? Right? Why should he be neman? Well, you don't find any case that you need what a god lo medagav. If someone else has to be standing on the shochet, so that now you have two edim, the shochet and this other guy. Look, you might think, well, the reason why he's neman, you don't need shnei edim, but there's a rov. Rov mitzvin etzol shchita mumchenem. We've met that principle. So maybe it's all based on a rov that we assume he did it properly. Rov mitzvin etzol shchita mumchenem. Says Tosfos, you can't always apply a rov. Sometimes it's not applicable. Kigon shenechta kol harosh ve'im beis hashchita nikar. If you cut off the whole head and you don't see the beis hashchita, so then you don't know if the simonim were taka cut properly. Right? Don't see the simon. It's not there. So says Tosfos, it must be that by shchita the Eid Echad is Neman because Biyad L'Sakin Meikara. So I don't understand, why does Rashi say that Eid Echad Neman Bisurin? Because the Torah trusts everyone on Afrashas Truma and on Shchita. That's not a din of Eid Echad Neman Bisurin. That's a din of Biyad L'Sakin. It's a din of Biyad L'Sakin. It's a different halacha. What's Rashi saying over here? That's Tosfos' Kasha. That Rashi is confusing two things. He's blurring the lines of demarcation. Eidach HaNeman Bisurin is one halacha. Biyado L'Sakin is a different halacha. Why is Rashi saying that because the Torah trusts everyone about Afrashas Truma and Shchita, so therefore we know that Eidach HaNeman Bisurin. It's not true. That's midin Biyado L'Sakin. That's a case where there's a cheskas iser. Biyado L'Sakin, if it's Biyado, if it's in his power to be Masakin, so then he's going to be Neman. But how does that tell me that Eidach HaNeman Bisurin in general? That's Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. So some of the Achronim want to suggest, this is in the Shev Shmaitza, the Beis Halevi in Atshuva also has this, Beis Halevi in Chelek Beis Simen Lamed Zayin also has this, but I gave you the Shev Shmaitza, in Shmaitza Vav Perek Vav. The Shev Shmaitza says the answer to this kash is a very fundamental yisod. And that is, Tosfos clearly is assuming that Biyodo is not Eidecha Neman Bisurin. It's not the same idea. Not the same idea. It's a different Nemanus, a different kind of thing. That's a good question. It's a question that we have to address. We have to figure out what kind of Nemanus is this din of Biyado L'Sakin? What kind of Nemanus is this? Tosus wants us to believe it's totally different. There's a din that Eidecha Neman Bisurin. There's another din that if it's Biyado L'Sakin, the Eidechur is Neman Keneged Cheska Sissa. And never the twain shall meet, they're totally different. And that's why Tosus feels that the fact that the Torah trusts Kalechad Ve'echad and Afreshus Chumma and Shchita, that's not a riot that Eidechur and Amisurin, that's a riot that Biyadul Asakin works. But it's nothing to do with the din of Eidechur and Amisurin. Comes the Shmaitza and says, is that really true? Is that really true? What is the nature of the din of Biyadul Asakin? So we find the Rush has a very interesting Shita. Let's take a look at the Rush in Gittin. Okay, not on the Sugya on Daf Beis, but rather later in Gittin. The Gemara Daf Nundalad Amid Beis in Gittin talks about nemonis of a person to say that the chumas were separated, chumas maizus were separated, or nemonis of a person to say that the taros became tame. Nemonis of a sofer to say that a sefer Torah is written properly. That's what the Gemara is talking about. So in that context, the Rosh lists off many different yesodos about the din of Eidecha Neman Bisurin. So let's take a look at this Rosh in Siman Yud Gimel. Kol davar shu biyado shel adam afilu eschazek hetera neman. Neman eidechad letamei velesa. Even if you have a cheskas heter, if it's biyado of the person to be metame, so then he's neman to say that it's tamei. Even if the Bailim say it's not true, or the Bailim say I don't know, the Eidechad is Neman to be Matame. Kinatanya Hocha, like it says in the Braisa, Haya Osimo Bataros, let's say someone is being Osik in the Taros in the food which is Taros of another person. And he says, you know, what I was doing, I was working with the Taros and they became Tame Neman. So the Gemara says he's Neman. Says the Rush, Abaye explains that since the Taros are Bershus HaAdam, they're Kishalo, they're like his, and he's Neman on them. So the Rush adds, it's not that the Eid Echad is Neman because he bought him Metame Luhu. That if he wanted to, he could have been Metame them. What's the Rush saying? This idea that if they're Bershuso, he's Neman, it's not because of a Migu. Right? Some of you are familiar, I'm sure, with the concept of a Migu. That Migu mitoch shehaya yochol lasos X. Right? The concept of Migu in Bava Basra is that if I can claim one claim, so even if I say something that's a worse taina, I'm Neman with the worst taina. If I say Hechzartiv, that I returned the object that is a Pikadon, I'm Neman b'migu de Nensu. I'm Neman, even though the taina of Nensu, right, that there was some accident occurred, that taina is not really a taina that's as believable as Nensu is a taina that's more, that he's Neman for. Hechzartiv he's not really Neman for. Right? Hechzartiv is not really such a good taina for a shomer, because who says that he was machzir? Nensu means that the shomer is Neman to say what happened to the object that's birshuso. So he would be Nema to say Nensu, but he didn't say Nensu. He says, Hechzartiv, I returned it. So comes the Gemara in Bava Basra and says, he's Neman beHechzartiv Migu de Nensu. Since he could have said Nensu, he has a Nemonis in the Taina of Hechzartiv as well. So says the Rush, that's not what we're talking about over here. This is not a Migu. That because he could have done something, because he could have been Metame, the Taro, so therefore he's Neman to say that the Taros are Tame. Right? Like a Migu. He's Neman to say Tame because he could have been Metame them. He could have made it happen. Says the Rush, that's not Abaye Svar. Abaye Svar is not that Iboy Metame Lehu. Why? The Itaminu Boy Shlume. Because if he were Metame at Biadayim, if he admitted that he were Metame at Biadayim, then he'd have to pay. So that's not a good Taina. Right? It's not a Koyach. You can't say he's Neman to say that they're Tame because he could have been Metame them. No, that possibility is worse because then he'd have to pay. So that's not a good svara. Ve'od mashma gabe sefer Torah, the sefer Torah biyad lavler neman lomer lo kasavti azkaras lishman. In the case of the sefer Torah, it sounds like even after, if the sefer Torah is in the hands of the lavler, in the hands of the sofer, he's neman to say, I didn't write the azkaras lishman, afal pishak far nichtavu, even though the sefer Torah is already written. Sefer Torah is written. So the Sefer Torah is written, How can it be biyado? How can you call that biyado if you're saying biyado means he has the ability to do it? Because he has the ability to do it, it's like a migul. Since he could do it, so he has the power to say that it's done. That can't be, because in the case of the Sefer Torah, he doesn't have the power to do it anymore. The Sefer Torah is written already, so it's over. It's over. What's more, a third point he gives. For Ode, Aminan, the Perak, Aisha Rabbah, the Isavar, Tori, Mishal, Al Shal Chavero, Ain't Sarah Das Bailin, Ain't Sarah Das, Mishim, the Biyad, Lasakain. The Gemara in Yevamos asks, what's the din of Tevel? Why is an Eid Echad Neman? Right, why is an Eid Echad Neman? So he says, if you hold that Tori, Mishal, Al Shal Chavero doesn't need Das, we normally assume that in order to be Mafish, Shumas, and Maisris, you need das bailin, because truma requires shlichos. Atem gam atem l'rabba shluchachem. You need shlichos. You can't just be torim on someone else's truma semaisus without his permission, without his meaning shlichos. So how is someone neman to say that it's gemaisid, that he took off the maisa? So says the Gemara, well, if you hold that torim mishalo al shel chavero ain't tzarech das bailin, if you say that a person could be torim from his own tevel on the tevel of someone else, so then I'll tell you that he's neman to say that I was mafresh shumas amizas on your tevel. The guy made him a shliach. But why is he neman to say it's done? He's neman to say it's done because biyad l'sakein. Because he has the ability to be masakein. He could be masakein with his own. So if he could be masakein with his own, so then he should be neman to say that he was masakein with the... He was masakein the tevel shel chavero with the food of his friend. Right, the fact that he has the potential to do it with his own, so now he's neman about the other guys. But ask the Rosh, Otu b'shuftani askinan sheyitro mitivlo ashal chavera. Are we talking about fools? Who is going to be Torem? Who's going to be mafresh from his own tevua? No one's going to do that. So what kind of amigo is this? That's not a serious amigo. Amigo means if I really could do something and it makes sense that I would do it, so therefore I have the power. But says the Rosh, it's not a real amigo. The Rosh gives three cases where he says, I don't think it's a real migu. In the case of to be metame the Tara shel chavero, it's not a migu because he'd have to pay. So that's not a good taina that he could have done it himself. He could have been metame himself. In the case of the Sefer Torah, it's not a good migu because the Sefer Torah is written already. So he doesn't have the potential to write the Azkara shel Olishma. In the case of the Truma, how can the Gemara say that if you hold Torah Mishalosh HaChaver and Tzara Das Bailim, then it's Biyad L'Sakin? But it's not real. That's not a real Biyado, because no one would do that. So it's such a strange thing. What, he's going to be Mafsid himself? He'll lose his own Tavua and make that Truma? Why would someone do that? That's not a real Migu. So up to Rosh, Elakeven Shebiyado L'Sakno Havi Kebailov. No, the yisod of biyado is not that there's a migu. That since he could have created this scenario, so therefore he's never to say that this scenario was created. No, it's more than that. It's kishalo. The lashon abaya used is hoel ubirshusohen harehen kishalo. The neman hoel ubirshusohen harehen kishalo. That's what it said. It said hoel ubirshusohen harehen kishalo. Holo b'shusohein arein kishalo. Just 1 second, please. Just give me 1 second, please. Okay. Something else came on my screen. I'm sorry about that. Okay, hol vehein birshusa harehen kishalo. Since it's birshusa, it's in his possession, it's like his. He's a bailim over it. It's not that he has the potential to do it. It's that he's viewed as a bailim. That's what biyado is all about. It's an emonus of bailus. Of course, the bailim is neman about themselves. Kol adam neman al davashu shalom. Adam neman al atzmo yoser mimea ish. Person is neman about himself. That's the pshat, says the Rosh. That's the pshat. This is one approach to the concept of biyado. But not everyone agrees. The Shmaitzer points out that the Marik in a tshuva seems to disagree. Take a look at the Shmaitz over here. B'marik shorish ayin beis, kosav gabi momen, shayach shalo, v'odam neman al shalo, bein le'isa bein lehetem. Aval gabi tfilas nida, pshita de lo havi haitayma. Okay, let's leave that out. Let's say, okay, tfilas nida is what we're picking up. Ela hatam mishum de kevan de biyod alitbo mahani ligroa cheskas iser shalo. Did you hear that line? What's biyodah? The Marik says, by Mominis, of course it's a function of Bailus. But by Tfilas Nida, by Erechanem Bisurin, Biyodah, by Erechanem Bisurin, by Cheskes Issa, that's not Bailus. What's the time? Mishim Lekevan, the Biyodah, Litbo, Mahani, Legroa, Cheskes Issa, Shalom. Erechanem Bisurin is Neman. Keneged a Cheskes Issa, Erechad is not Neman Bisurin. You have a Chazok against the Eid. Erechad is not Neman against the Cheskes Issa. Comes the concept of Biyodah L'Sakein, and it says that he's going to be Neman. Why should he be Neman? Zokta Marik, because Biyodah L'Sakein is Megareya the Cheskas Issa. It weakens the Cheskas Issa. That makes perfect sense. If you have a Cheskas Issa, that means that we have an assumption that the status that you currently have is going to continue. That's what Chazak always means. You have a status quo. So we assume that the status quo is going to continue La'olam Void. Comes Biyodah and says, if you have the potential to change that status quo, so that status quo is not so powerful anymore. The chazak is not so powerful. So if the whole reason why an Eirachad is not Nema Keneged Cheskas Isser, he's not Nema Keneged Chazaka. But if we weaken that chazaka, maybe an Eirachad is Nema Keneged Chazaka de Isra. That's not so strong. The chazaka de Isra is not strong. So even if Eirachad is not Nema Bisurin Keneged Chazaka, but Keneged Chazaka de Isra, he would be Nema. Comes the Marik and says, that's what Biyodah does. Biyodah weakens the Cheskas Isser. So it becomes a chazaka de Isra. So once it's a chazaka de Isra, this is like Eirecha Neman Bisurin Shalo Keneged a chazaka. And in that case, he's taka going to be Neman. Okay, that's basically what the Marik wants to suggest. He says, "Umishemachi alfina minod Eirecha Neman Bisurin Echad Lo Es Chazik Isura Av Agav Deina Biyada." You can bring a raya from the case of Eirecha Neman Bisurin. Bayis Chazik Isura, when it's Biyodah, we can bring a raya from that to Kol HaTarakula, that Eirechad is Neman where there's no Chazik Isura. How can you bring a raya from one to the other? Not the same case. One is a case of Cheskas Isura, one is a case of no Cheskas Isura. Zok to Marik, it's really the same thing. Eirechad Shalo Keneged HaChazaka is like Eirechad Keneged HaChazaka with a Biyodah, because Biyodah removes the Cheskas Isura. It's Mamish Dezel Bazach. We can bring a raya that Eirechad Neman Isura and Eirechad Lo is Chazik Isura, Avagav Deina Biyodah, Mishum the cave and the biyada litbol ainu ela legroa cheskas iser shala im kein mikol shkein echad leka cheskas iser ayin shom. That's the raya. The raya is that if you tell me that eirechad is neman when it's biyado, even keneged cheskas iser, so I can bring a raya that eirechad is neman even when there's going to be no cheskas iser. Umevur the bailim nemanim b'shalahem afilu ainu biyadam. Right, the bailim are neman even if it's not biyadam. Umil benida kevin al atzma meida ina b'toras bailim el mishum biyadam. By nida, bailim is not enough. Meaning, what the Marik is saying is that a bailim definitely are going to be neman on their own stuff, even if it's not biyadam, because bailim are always going to be neman. But by nida, she's not a bailim on herself, so we need a different halacha. So comes the Marik and says that eirechad is neman if it's biyadam, even keneged cheskas iser, because it takes away the cheskas iser. Zok the Shmaitzer like this. Look carefully what he says. Am namasha kosav marik the biyada lamahani ela legroa cheskas iser lomash makein midivrei Tosfos. This is where it's coming back to our sugya. He says, I don't think that what the Marik says is muchrach from Tosfos. Sheisigu al perish Rashi shekosav eirecha neman bisurin gan afreshes truma shchita etc. Tosfos is masig on Rashi and they say lohay lo lahaskir afreshes truma shchita the hani is chazik isuro mishum the biyada lasaknam. Tosfos says, what is Rashi talking about at the Mokah for Eirechad and Bisurin? Is that the Eirechad is Neman on a freshest Shuma and Shchita? That has nothing to do with Eirechad and Bisurin. That's all about Biyada. It's a different Nemonis. That's a Nemonis of Biyada. So comes the Shmaitz and says, Yineimah de Biyada l'mahani yelah l'gruah cheskas iser. M'kein shaper muchach. The Eirechad and Bisurin Eirechad lo is chazik. If Biyada is just trying to take away the cheskas iser, it's not a different Nemonis. It's just removing the cheskas iser, and then the din that Eirechad and Bisurin Shalo Keneged HaChazaka applies even here. So then what's the problem? It's mamish the same thing. Biyado is a different amonis. It's not because biyado takes away the cheskas iser. V'hada edecha neman yalfina min v'safra la. Lav mitfila yalif. The hasim mishum de biyado litbol. Okay, we'll get to that. Right? Tosu says the mocha for edecha neman bisumen is from v'safra la. Because he says biyado is not edecha neman bisumen. It's a different amonis. It's a different amonis. Who is Tosus going to follow? Who is Tosus going to follow? Tosus is going to follow the Shita of the Rosh. Right? Tosus will say that Biyado is an Amonis of Bailus. What does Tosus say? Let's go here. Now we have a Machloikis Rashi and Tosus. What's the Mokka that Eidachan and Abisun? Rashi says, Hamina Tor Eidachan. Tosus says, V'safralah. So the kash of Tosfos is, what are you talking about? Hafreshes Trum and Shchita, that's not Eidecha Nem Bisurin, that's Biyad L'Saken. So the question is, what is Biyad L'Saken? What's the nature of that Nemonis? So comes the Rosh and says, Biyad L'Saken is an Nemonis of Bailim. It's a new type of Nemonis, that if it's Birshuso, if he's in control, then he's going to be Nemon. The Marik says, no, that has nothing to do with Biyad, that's not what Biyad was about. Yes, the Bailim attack a Nemon B'Shelohem, but that's not why the Eidecha is Nemon if it's Biyadam. The Eidechon is Neman if it's Biyadu, even if it's Ischazik Yisur, because Biyadu is Megareah the Cheskas Isser. Biyadu is Megareah the Cheskas Isser. So once you're Megareah the Cheskas Isser, once you weaken that, then it's like Eidechon Shalokeneged Chazaka. So comes the Shmaitza and basically says that Tosus is not like the Marik, because Tosus assumes that there's a problem. Tosus assumes there's a problem with the Rashi. Taisa says, how can Rashi bring a ride that Eidach Nem Bisurin from Hafreshes Truma and Shchita? Obviously, Tosus is assuming, like the Rosh, that Biyado is a different Nemonis, a Nemonis of Bailim. Basically, what the Shmaitz is saying is that Rashi is like the Marik. If you hold like the Marik, that Biyado is Megareh the Cheskas Issa, then Rashi is great. Rashi can bring a ride that Eidach Nem Bisurin Shalo Keneged HaChazaka from the case of Eidach Nem Bisurin Keneged HaChazaka with Biyado, because it's mamish the same thing. Biyado is Megareh the Chazaka, so Eidachad Neman Bisurin Keneged HaChazaka if it's Biyado is like Eidachad Neman Bisurin Chilo Keneged HaChazaka. And this is exactly what the Shmaitza wants to suggest. He said it's a nice Svara, but Emes, it's what the Chidushi Aran says in Gittin. Right? That's his final word, that it's mamish the same as the Chidushi Aran. You take a look over here at the screen. He says, "Shuv matzasi b'chidush aran legitim resh parakama eidach anem bisurin pirush rashi kolechad amin aso torah lafreshes chum of anikar abosar etc." V'lo hayelo lo markein ela de mahani is chazak yisura ela de bahani is chazak yisura. Right? These are is chazak yisura. So how can you bring a raya from that? V'chitema haya biyad l'saken. What are you going to tell me? Is biyad l'saken? Eno noachli the lishna the gemara mashma the chiyamin an eidach anem bisurin echad lo is chazak yisura. The gemara says that eidach anem bisurin only if it's no is chazak yisura. So biyado is not going to help me. Elim kain tomar is chazak yisura ubiyad l'saken shava kelo is chazak yisura ve'embiyad l'saken. The Ran says the only answer I can think of for Rashi is that Rashi assumes that is chazak yisura ubiyad l'saken equals lowest chazik yisura ve'embiyad l'saken. There's an equation over here. Rashi is not saying Afreshes Chum and Shchita is a classical Eidach Hanem Bisurin Shlok Neged HaChazaka. But he's saying halachically it's the same thing because Biyadu is going to be Megareh the Cheskas Isser. But Guran happens to conclude Upshore Hizu. Yeah, the only answer is to say this, but I don't really like that. Pshore Hizu, yeah, like compromising. He's saying it's an equation. I don't really think it's so good. Guran seems to side with Tosfos. But this could be an answer for Rashi, and that's what the Shmaitza and the Beis Halevi both want to suggest. That Rashi goes like the Marik. Rashi assumes that Biyadu is Megareh the Cheskas Isser, and because Megareh the Cheskas Isser, so then he can bring a Raya that Eidach Hanem Bisurin from Hafreshes Chuma and Shchita, because Biyadu, B'mokam Cheskas Isser, is like Eidach Hanem Bisurin without a Cheskas Isser, because it's Mamish, the Zel Bazach, halachically. Questions? Okay. Based on this yesod, we can say pshat in a comment of Tosus in Kiddushin as well. Gemara in Kiddushin is talking about another case of Eidach Hanem Bisurin. Gemara in Kiddushin says, Let's see. It starts on Gemara Daf Samach Gimel Amid Beis. On the bottom, Tanya Kavosid Rav Chista, B'ni Zeh Ben Yud Gimel Shon Av Yomecha, B'ti Zuh Bas Yud Be'i Shon Av Yomecha, Neman. That if someone says that his child is a gadol, a gadol or a gadol, he's Neman. What's he Neman for? Neman l'nedarim v'l'charamim v'l'hekadeshos v'l'erchim v'lo l'makas v'l'onshim. He's Neman in anything that requires godless. Right? In anything that requires godless. And so we have to see, actually, the shear, the age for Nedarim is Mufla Samach Le'ish. It's a little bit before Yud Gimel. But the Gemara basically says, whatever requires a certain age, so the father is Neman to say that his child has reached that age. Okay? The child has reached that age. So comes Tosin and says, why is he Neman for Nedarim? De'erecha Nambi, sir. Why is the father Neman to say that his child has reached the age of godless? He's not Neman for Makas and Onshim. That's not Isurim. That's Onshim. That's like what Rashi said in Chulin. But for this, it's Isurim, so that's enough. So Frek Tosis Tema, Ha'ein Neman El B'Davar Shebiyadam. What's Tosis asking? Eidachar is not Neman Visurim Kineged Cheska Sisser. What's the Cheska Sisser over here? It's not a Cheska Sisser, but rather, what kind of a Chazak is this? A Cheskas what? Help me now. A cheskas what? Katnus. The child was becheskas katnus. When he was born, he was a katn. He wasn't a gadol. So now the father is saying he became a gadol. His chazaka changed. How is he neman? You tell me that Eidach and neman bisurin. But Eidach is only neman bisurin. If it's biyadah, it's not biyadah. Zab toises v'yeshlomer kevan de sofo li gadol aso uhu kedavah shebiyadah. Since sofo li gadol, since the child is going to get older, he's going to become bar mitzvah at some point in time. His daughter is going to become bas mitzvah at some point in time. Aso uhu kidavah shebiyada. Chazal made it like a davah shebiyada. What's Tosis talking about? Aso uhu kidavah shebiyada. It's a mot nezach. Tosis is saying that Eidach Neman Bisurin, the father is Neman, to say that his child is a godo, because aso uhu kidavah shebiyada. What does biyada have to do with sofo li godo? It's not biyado. Tosis says it's not biyado. So what's Tosis saying? It's a very strange idea. What does one have to do with the other? So the Pnei Yoshua, not in the Kuntres Achron that I asked you to see, but on Daf, on Tosis, the Pnei Yoshua says, if you look carefully at the Lashon of Tosis, it sounds like Tosis is saying that this is really like a din derabbanan. It's not me'ikar adin. It's not really biyado. It's a din derabbanan, and the Chazal treated it like it's biyado. Which word in Tosfos is the Pnei Yoshua picking up on? Which word?
Kibiyado.
Kibiyado. Okay, that's not a word. That's just a letter. Kibiyado. Right. But what's the key word? Asauhu. Right. Asauhu kidavah shabiyado. They made. Who's they? The Torah is not a they. So Zok to Pnei Yoshua. It sounds from Tosfos that it's really just a din derabbanan. Chazal treated it like it's a davar shebiyada. We don't really understand why. It's a takanas chacham, and that's it. But comes the Pnei Yoshua in the Kuntres Achron, and he says, you know, I can give a lumdus to this. According to the Marik, Tosus Mamish makes sense. Why? He says like this, Amnam kein lule divri atosus, meaning the Pnei Yoshua says from Tosus it sounds like it's a din derabbanan. But if not for the din derabbanan, I would say that really it's like biyado, mamish. Hayanirali the cheskas katnas lohavi chazaka gemura. Kevin shebechol yom holech vegadol. V'efshal lomer kmo shu achshu kmo chen hayim ikodim. Think about it. Cheskas katnas is a classical chazaka she'asuya lehishtanos. We keep on talking about chosev v'asoi, the cheskas shalim of the mikvah. It's a chazaka that's constantly changing. Literally constantly changing. The only thing, right, one of the only things that's a sure bet in life is that we're always getting older. Always, right? Every moment. Every second. So the katan is getting closer to godless each and every day. Look, the reality is that chazaka hasu yelishtano, says the Pnei Yoshua, is a chazaka. But dehainu dafka bedavar she'asu lehishtanos besafik. If something changes, but we don't know that it's changing, so then it's still called a chazaka. The Pnei Yoshua is willing to wager that a chazaka, even if it's asui l'shtanz, could be a chazaka. But that's only because it's normal for it to change, but we don't know for sure. Mashenkin achash yashinu hu bevadai. In this case, by godless, we know absolutely for sure that this chazaka is changing. Shabachol eis v'rega hakotan holech v'godel. Every moment in time, the cotton is getting older and older and older. Must be. So ika lemei mashapet lo havi chazaka gemura. Zokta pnei Yeshua, in this case, we can say for sure that it's not a chazaka gemura. You don't have to say like Tosas that it's asa'u, it's only a din rabbanan. What's the Pnei Yeshua saying? He's saying that since this chazaka is asuya lehishtanos bevadai, it's constantly changing. So what is this chazaka like? It's not just asa'uhu kedava shabiyada, but you're telling me it's like asa'uhu kedava sha'im bo chazaka klal. What the Pnei Yeshua really is alluding to is the same vart that the Marik says. That if biyado means that we're megareya the chazaka, so if you think about it for a moment, eidech ha'nevim bisurin, where there's a chazaka, but it's biyado l'sakein, is the same as eidech ha'nevim bisurin with a chazaka sha'asuya lehishtanos bevada. If it's asuya leishtanz bevada, it's like the chazaka is not here. If it's like the chazaka is not here, the eidachad, of course, is going to be nema, no different than the case of biyadam. You don't need asa'uhu gedav shabiyadam. You don't need to say that it's a din derabbanan. Me'ikar adin over here, the father should be nema and midin eidachad and bisurin. Because this is a chazaka she'asuya leishtanz bevada. It's a chazaka de isra bevada. And if it's a chazaka de isra bevada, zok to Pnei Yeshua, it's like the chazaka doesn't exist. It's like the Marik statement that when, if it's biyado, even against the cheskas iser, the eidachad is going to be neman, because it's as if the cheskas iser is not here. So according to that, we can explain that it's not that just asa'uhu gedav shabiyado, the chachamim made it into gedav shabiyado. No! It's much stronger than that. It's dino gedav shabiyado. The yesod of gedav shabiyado by cheskas iser is that the chazaka doesn't exist. It's megareya the chazaka. So in the case of the Cheskas Katnus, that's a chazaka she'asuya lehishtanos bevadai. That's a chazaka de isra. That chazaka doesn't exist. And Eidachad is going to be nema keneged that chazaka, because it's like there is no chazaka. It's mamish like the case of Eidachad keneged Cheskas Isra, where it's biyad l'sakein, that al pidin, the Marik says, it's as if the chazaka doesn't even exist. Why did Tosas not want to say that? Why did Tosas say, asa'u kedavah shabiyadu, it's only a din derabbanan? Why? Help me, Rabbosai. Why? What do you think? Why did Tosas and Kedushin just want to say it's a din derabbanan? He didn't say, no, it's a real biyado here. The biyado is megareya the chazaka, so therefore it's like an eidechad shelo keneged a chazaka. Why didn't Tosas say that? Because it could be Tosas, yeah?
Tosas holds it's only that's two ne'emanos.
Exactly. Tosas and Kedushin is going like Tosas and Gittin. You see, you don't have to say this, because Tosas and different mesechtas can argue. But here it works out well that Tosas and Gittin could be going like Tosas and Kiddushin, that Biyado is a new Nemonis. Right? If Biyado is a new Nemonis, so then there's no connection between Biyado and Eidechad Keneged HaChazaka, that's Asuya Lehishtanas Bevada. Tosfos holds that an Eidechad is not Nemon Keneged HaChazaka, even if the Chazaka is weakened. Biyado could weaken the chazaka von Hein bis Morgen. But Tosas says that an Eidachad is not Neman keneged such a chazaka anyway. Eidachad is not going to be Neman keneged that chazaka. It's not going to help you. The only reason why an Eidachad is Neman keneged a chazaka where it's Biyado is not because it's Megareya the chazaka. Even if it's Megareya the chazaka, that's not going to help you. That's not going to help you. Why is he Neman? He's only Neman, as Yosef says, because of a new Nemanus of Bailin. Right? Because of a new Nemanus of Bailin. So if he's only Neman because of a new Nemanus of Bailin, that has absolutely nothing to do with the case in Kedushin. The case in Kedushin, he's not a real Bailin. He's not a Bailin on the age of his child. So if you tell me that an Eidachad is really not Neman Keneged HaChazaka, even if it's Isra, even if Biyado is Megareya the Chazaka, you need a new Nemanus of Bailin in order to give him Nemanus. So then, even if the chazaka of Katnas is asuya leishtanos, it might be megareya the chazaka, but Tosa says, be megareya the chazaka von Hein bis Morgen, he's not going to be Nemana anyway. By biyado against the chazaka, the eirachad is also not nema, because you're not nema, even if the chazaka is isra. So if he's not going to be neman, neged the chazaka, that's isra, so why taka is he neman by the age of the child? It's so fully gadol, but so what? The answer must be, it's a din d'rabban. Tosus and Kiddushin feels compelled to say it's a din d'rabban, because he interpreted biyado to be a new nemanus. And if he interpreted biyado to be a new nemanus, that means he's saying that an eirachad is not neman, even if it's biyado, even if you can be megareh the chazaka, he's still not going to be neman. You need a new nemanus. So in our case, even if the chazaka is asuya lehishtanas bevadai, all that does is it's megareh the chazaka, but the eirachad is not going to be neman anyway. Minat Torah. So that's why Chazal, that's why Tosus and Kiddushin had to be mechadesh that Chazal were asu gedavah shebiyado. It's a special takanas chachamim that a father is neman about the age of the child, and that's why he's going to be neman to tell us that the child became a gadol.